Welcome to the Fangover Podcast, where we romance all things that go bump in the night. My name is Francesca. I'm from Under the Covers Book Blog, and I am joined by...
I'm Steph from Ideally Inspired Reviews.
And I'm Suzanne from Under the Covers Book Blog.
So before we launch into our first episode where we do bookish talk, we wanted to actually play a little game so that you can get to know us a little bit better. And we are going to play a game of Never Have I Ever.
Okay, so if you haven't played this before, what we're going to do is one of us is going to put a scenario forward and then you take a drink. So whatever drink you happen to have, I have Diet Coke and water. Very exciting. If you have actually done whatever the scenario is. As this is a podcast and you can't see us drink, we are just going to have to say it or really slurp that like drink for you. Okay, I opened my can of Coke.
I know, I need to open up mine.
Ready.
I'm like wiping it down. Well,
I have my standard coffee.
I have a can of pineapple flavored bubbly sparkling water.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
Yeah.
It's really not. It's just sparkling water. Okay.
I think sparkling water is quite fancy.
I think so too. Tap. Just yeah, with flavor. I mean, it's made by Pepsi, nice. So whatever. Anyways, this is not like Perrier. Okay, sorry. No offense to anybody who drinks
hey,
that.
Hey, I like Perrier.
I know. Listen, I have some in my pantry. I was a little self-deprecating. All right. Okay.
Okay, so we'll just have to slurp whenever we've done it. And I'm going to start us off. And the first one is one that's kind of an easy one. But never have I ever claimed and then jealously defended a book boyfriend.
Yeah, drink.
So refreshing.
We can all say we've done it.
Yeah.
So refreshing.
Yeah.
That actually made me think, like, Suzanne, if you remember back in the way early days of Under the Covers, like the fights we would have about defending book boyfriends.
I will fight to the death.
Yeah.
Yes. It was bloody.
Black Dagger but, Brotherhood, I remember, was like a prime one when we would like, I say argue is a really strong word. But,
well, it was pretty strong.
But all I'm saying is, like, wrath is mine, hands off bitches.
Oh. Okay.
Well, the easy part with at least Suzanne and me, we didn't really go for the same guys, but, like, Angela would get into it with Suzanne really bad, or I would get into it with Angela, and it would get so bad. Like, Vlad from Night Huntress, Angela and I would, like, throw down.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of
and
one.
I snuck off with Bones.
Well, hold up. So who is your Black Dagger Brotherhood hero, Fran?
Mine? John Matthew.
Oh, okay. Not a lot of people claim him, so.
I know. Well, I will say I have gotten in fights for John Matthew.
Really?
With Amanda.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Amanda and Lee, we would be like, okay, who's the Shellen? It's me.
Oh, my gosh. I think mine is... I do really love Zadis. Like, I love a dark and
Zadis
broody, silent killer.
Yes, yes. Sexy.
Okay, so my never have I ever, torn a page of a book whilst feverishly reading.
Yep, I can slap to that.
I haven't done that.
I haven't done that. But you know
I
what?
Have.
I will say... I have done, like you know, like, sometimes when you're holding on to a book, like, and your fingertips are, like, sweaty or something, and, like, I see, like, I have, like, little divots in the pages sometimes, or sometimes, like, on the cover of the book. It's like...
Yes.
You're really clutching it really hard there.
This was so intense.
No.
But I have ripped pages off of a book for Bookstagram. Like, there was one time I wanted to do this shot, and I'm like, I need a lot of pages of books. So I grabbed one that obviously was not one that I was going to read. And it was so hard to do. Like, I was ripping it, and my heart was just, like, breaking. But not
while reading.
It's for
the greater good. It's for the greater
good. You needed to find a book you hated, so there was something. Like,
well, I was indifferent. I would have never like read it. So I felt good about that, but
yeah. It's one way of getting things off your TBR.
True,
anyway.
True.
This just is true. Out.
Okay, so never have I ever lied to get out of a social engagement so that I could read a book. Have done that. Slurp.
I should take a long slurp for that.
Long ass.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Yeah, I have actually left a wedding early.
Oh wow.
Like, oh sorry.
What book was it?
That's funny.
It was for Serpent and Dove.
Ooh, oh, okay. Yeah. That was recent. Okay.
Yeah. So I won't say what month it was in case that friend is listening.
Let's hope the bride and groom aren't listening.
Right? Or the groom and groom.
Oh, my God.
All right, groom and groom. Oh,
well, now you're giving us more information. Right. You can narrow this down.
Just being all inclusive. Just being all inclusive.
Oh my God.
All right, Francesca.
Okay. So, never have I ever taken time off work to read a new release.
Oh.
Yep, yeah. I've done that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was kind of easy, too.
Now, wait, did you call in sick or did you take time off?
Oh, no. I booked annual call leave in when sick. I saw the. Oh. See, I'm good. I booked annual leave.
Well, I mean. For me, it wasn't as easy. Like, it's not, you know, like I had to have an excuse to book time off. So I would just call in sick. It was easier for me to do that. And usually I would use the diarrhea because nobody can
I know, right?
say you have diarrhea.
That's true. a
pro tip there for Francesca.
Yes.
Right. Oh, my God.
No, I just booked annual leave and I said, there's a book coming out I want to read. I'm booking.
Oh, so
book.
You even tell them all.
Oh,
that?
You literally told them
I don't
them
do that. I don't tell them books are involved.
I've done it for video games as well. Like, it's like, this video game's coming out. I'm off for 3 days now.
Oh, my gosh.
And they let you?
Well, it's my annual leave. I can.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. That's true. I know. Yeah. I don't think I would ever put books as a reason, only because I don't want them to ever try to put me on call. But that was when I was teaching, though. When I was teaching, that was a different story. Now I work in books.
No,
okay, so...
I mean, I don't have to give a reason. Never... I just say I want time off. Yeah.
Well, true. I mean, but I guess that's the difference here between the U.S. and the U.K.
Yes.
Because
yes.
they will, like, sometimes they even want you to give proof. Like,
yes.
If
oh, wow.
you have, if you booked a trip, you need to prove that you have a flight... Or, like, whatever, that you can't get out of sometimes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, depending on the job. I had a job before where it was kind of like that. Like, you just had to give them very good reasons why you were not going in, even if it was your allowed time off. You
yeah.
know, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. It doesn't matter that technically it's your time.
No.
If you don't have the coverage, you can't go. No. Yeah. Okay.
Crazy.
So, never have I ever... I had one. That I think I'm gonna change. Okay, never have I ever dog-eared a page whilst reading.
Oh, yeah, slurp.
I don't even know the last time that I actually used a real bookmark as a bookmark. Like,
no,
maybe
same.
Just for Bookstagram. Like,
yeah,
like just
that's
for
true.
I feel like whenever I am like physically reading a paper book, it's. Either dog-earing the page or folding the book open and laying it, like, open mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. grabbing anything and putting it in the book as a bookmark. Never regular.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little better now. So what I've been using now, it's, like, I have a little thing of, like, small post-its for when I'm annotating the books.
Oh, yeah.
But, so then I'll stick that whole thing as my bookmark. But before... Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, I
it
know.
Was just
yeah,
dog-earing it, and I don't care. And breaking the spine, because I can't. I'm just, I can't be careful with it. I need to roll it back and be comfortable.
Yeah, no.
For sure.
If I'm reading a paperback, which I don't very often, I'll dog ear it, I'll throw it around. It's just like, whatever. My paperbacks are very well used.
Yeah, I mean, same. I mean, I will say that a lot of the times when you go to author signings or when you meet with an author, they actually enjoy seeing how well-loved or well-read the books are.
True.
She would gingerly open the book. Like, she hated cracking the spine.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
However, most of the books that I will bring in for a book signing tend to be in good condition because I read mostly on my Kindle or audiobook. Yeah. So it doesn't actually show what I've done to them.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, well, okay. So, what can I do? So, never have I ever imagined myself in heroine's place to the point where when I think about that book and that heroine, she looks a little bit like me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm gonna drink to that a little bit. I'll take a little baby sip because
I think... I mean, am I the only one, though, sometimes when it comes... Like, when you're reading a book, like, I don't envision... like an actor or like somebody, like a face that is familiar to me. But I have like sometimes like I'm like, okay, yeah, that's me though.
Yeah, I mean, as far as celebrities, I don't do that too much. Like, it has to be a very specific, like, authors that really do great descriptions where I can immediately say, well, that kind of like reminds me of this person. But otherwise, it's just a vague, like a faceless, I can see the body for the most part. Like, I know if it's tall or more skinny, more muscular, but that's about it. Mm. And then the heroine, I always kind of put myself in there because why not? Yeah.
Same. I mean, I normally can imagine the hero quite well, but then I'll get it into my head sometimes that like the hero has blonde hair when he has brown hair, and that will be stuck there then forever. But no, if I really like the hero or really like the heroine, I'm like, yep, that's me. Blue hair, blue eyes.
That's right. I mean, hey.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Especially if she's getting it in good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's me.
Exactly. All right. So never have I ever liked the book more than liked the movie more than the book.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I can drink to that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Lord of the Rings. I read the book. And I liked it. But the film is much more fun than the book.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Lord of the Rings.
Except for Two Towers, it's a little slow. But as is the book, so it's...
Yeah, I mean, the whole book trilogy is kind of slow.
Yeah.
I mean, I still read it and liked it, and this was when I was, like, 15. But I did really love the films a lot more.
Yeah, I feel like if I were to try to read it for the first time now, I would not enjoy it.
Yeah, it'd be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to audiobook it, because I'm more likely to, like, listen to it all than read it all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
and like one example that I had was it's actually a series, and it's You, like the TV show.
Oh, Caroline Cuthbert.
Okay. Netflix. I mean, I like the first book, and I think that they did a great job with season one. But then when it gets to season two, the book was definitely not as good, and season two of the show was good. So,
but did you like one or two better?
I liked one better.
Same.
Yeah, I like one better. Also, I mean, book wise, I also like book one better than book two, but yeah,
same. I felt like the first
I haven't watched the TV
great.
Series.
you have to
really. I do think that what's his face, what's his name, the guy who plays Joe,
yeah, I can't remember his name, but yes,
I feel like it starts with a P, like does I don't it's terrible.
I have a few issues about the show which has stopped me watching it. So like, Joe in the book, you're like, you're inside his head. So you can go along with his logic, and you know that what he's doing is wrong. And it doesn't matter if you like the person he's stalking. You know that he's twisted, and you might like him, but you know you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely like him.
But you shouldn't like him because you shouldn't like go along with what he's doing.
I know, but
I don't know how they get that across in a TV series because you're not like. Immersed in his head in the way that you can
I
be
think
in a book.
They do
and
do
I don't
decent.
Think glorifying
good
stalking
they do decent.
Is a good
idea.
I don't
idea, think that they so. Well, I will say that they do in my opinion I do think that they capture the essence of that like part very well, yes, being in his head. But I also do think that they were very mindful to not glorify the stalking.
Yes, I think they did it really well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Okay, so I will do the last one. Okay. Never have I ever skipped to the end of a book to read the ending before. Like at the start.
I have never done that.
I don't think I've done that.
I actually have done that once.
Oh. What book was this?
Harry Potter.
Well, which particular book for Harry Potter or the last one? Or...
It was Deathly Hallows. No, not Deathly Hallows. I'm sorry. Half-Blood Prince. Because that's the one after Order of the Phoenix, right? Yes.
Yeah.
So after, spoiler alert, like, killing Sirius, I was like, well, then who else is going to die now? And actually, I learned nothing by the end because, honestly, they didn't say it. So I was like, oh, great. Somebody's going to die. Great. But that's it. That's the first and the last time that I've ever done it. But I do know some people who do it with, like, all books, like romance and everything.
That seems crazy to me.
Yeah, same.
I can't read. I mean, it's already a romance book. You already know how it's going
to
work.
I know. So. I mean, there have been a few times that I've gone to the end to see how many pages, like, until the end of the actual text and not, like, the acknowledgements and all the other stuff that goes at the end. Excuse me, but, like ending-wise, plot-wise, I've never done it that way. Like, to gain that knowledge of what was happening.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I don't think I've ever done it. I mean, sometimes, like, if I'm really anxious, I'll skip through it. Like, I'll skim it and read it really fast. But I don't think that I could go from knowing how it's going to end and then going back and, like, going through that process. Because I lose interest.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same. I mean, a lot of times I don't even want to read, like, the synopsis. Or, like, if it's an author that I'm going to automatically read anyway. Or, you know. Or if it's, like, a continuation of it. Like, I don't want to know anything. Like, anything is a spoiler to me. Mm-hmm. Like, even teasers sometimes.
Yeah, agreed.
So.
Yep.
Same. I don't often read synopsis on authors I auto-buy.
Yeah.
Just sort of start reading it.
Like, I trust you. I never do. Get me through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, I hope that you guys enjoyed getting to know us a little bit better. And now we're going to tell you what we're going to be talking about, the book that we're going to be discussing first. And this is going to be Suzanne's pick. And that's going to be the first book that we talked about in May. So, Suzanne, why don't you share with us what this book is all about?
So we are going to be reading Iron and Magic by Alona Andrews. So Alona Andrews is one of my very favorite authors, and these guys have not read Iron and Magic yet. So it's kind of, it's book 9.5 in the Kate Daniels series, but also book 1 in the Iron Covenant. So it is technically the start of a new series. It's like an urban fantasy, which is really heavy on the romance. So yeah, I'm really excited for these guys to read it. And if they don't love it, then we can no longer be friends.
Well, and also, like, you know, just full disclosure, I've also never read Alona Andrews. So yeah, so it'll be
shocked face.
So it'll be a fun experience.
I'm excited about it because I'm literally caught up to that one in the Kate Daniels series. Oh, so it's nice. Going to be my next one to read anyway. So
it'll be a first time read for you. Is it a reread for Suzanne?
Yeah.
Yes. It's like the third.
Oh my God. Okay. So you'll get like a perspective from everybody. So like one person who has never read the author, one who has, and one who super has.
Yes.
And someone who is obsessed,
right? Hey, nothing wrong with that. But yeah, so on the next episode we'll talk about our favorite series, the Night Huntress series. We're starting a reread, so we will be talking about the first book, Halfway to the Grave.
I'm so excited about that. I literally have not reread. I mean, I reread the first book a couple of times, but I'm ready to reread the whole series because it's time.
Yeah, and that's one that I feel like you can reread over and over and over again, and it just, like, it never gets old. Like, it's just, like, a timeless series. So
it is timeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's going to be a reread for all of us. But if you guys are listening and you want to join us and it's going to be your first time around, please do so. It's a great series. You're not going to regret it.
Yeah, and audio is amazing as well. So if you're an audiobook person, that one's good.
So thank you so much for listening, guys. If you want to find us in the wild, you can always check out thefangover.com. You can follow us at thefangover on Instagram. And please go ahead and join our Facebook group. We will be sharing all our bookish discussions with you guys on there and hopefully have some fun games and quizzes and stuff for you guys to do along with us. So be sure to check that out. All the links are going to be in the show notes. You can also find us at underthecoversbookblog.com. On Instagram at UTC Book Blog and YouTube, it's Under the Covers Book Blog.
You can find me on all the Under the Covers places and also on Instagram on Suzanne_UTC.
And you can find me at Ideally Inspired Reviews on Insta or ideallyinspiredreviews.com.
See you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.